glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. Well, happy Thursday this August the 4th, 2016. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today. I got my cup of coffee here. No need for cream or sugar. Don't need to ruin a good cup of coffee. And all God's people said. But hey, I hope you're having yourself a wonderful week. So good to fellowship with you. I really do look forward to our Thursdays together and just a time of fellowship and just dive into God's Word and just celebrate who Jesus is. Amen. It's a pleasure for me to do this each and every week for sure. If you can, be praying for just some of the exciting future growth of this radio ministry and how God leads us in the days ahead. Mark and the radio board are praying up the direction of the Great News Radio Center and how it will all come together in the days ahead. So if you have a prayer list, be sure to mark down Great News Radio on your prayer list. And God is on the move. I'm serious. God is on the move at Great News Radio. And isn't it so neat to be part of it, too? It really is. So be praying for the radio ministry. And I'll tell you what, I know lots of churches still doing VBS. I know our kids go back to school here in about 3 weeks or so, but there's still a couple of churches in the area doing Vacation Bible School. If your kids or grandkids haven't had the opportunity to get to a VBS yet this year, our friends at the Countryside United Methodist Church will be having their Go Tell It on the Mountain VBS tomorrow and Saturday. They'll have Bible lessons, food, games, and lots of other great stuff as well. Countryside United Methodist Church is located on County Road 1000 North in Urbana. You can get more details on that by visiting our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And then coming up on Saturday, the Ogden Church of the Nazarene will be hosting their back-to-school bash as well on Saturday from 3 to 7. They're going to have a bounce house, a water slide, hot dogs, chips, cotton candy, and all that fun stuff. And for the first 100 kids, they'll receive a free backpack full of school supplies. So if you know somebody who needs to take advantage of something like that, send them over on Saturday from 3 to 7 at the Ogden Church of the Nazarene right there on North Market Street in Ogden, Illinois. Again, more details on that, just visit our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to talk about the pit of pride. And not just the general pride, but the pride that exposes itself in the church today. And I'm going to be honest with you, it is so easy to fall into that pit of that self-righteousness, that prideful spirit. And if we're not careful, it can just suck us in really quick. So we're going to talk about pride today and how to avoid it, how to avoid it. So I think you'll be blessed here. But stick around. It's coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio.
This is my desire to all. Give you
We've come to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey, Frank, thanks so much for having your radio tuned to Great News Radio today. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey with you. And I'll tell you what, it is pretty easy, I have to say, to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Can I get an amen? Maybe you're listening today and saying, you know what? No, I'm proud of the fact that I'm pretty humble. No, just kidding. But, you know, because it is easy to fall into the spirit of pride. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Not just the general pride, but certain, how should I put this, expressions of it that go on in the church today. So if you have your Bible, I hope you can join me as we study God's Word together from Luke chapter 18. We're going to look at, verses 9 through 14. Luke 18, 9 through 14. It says, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I got. Verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And Jesus went on to say, here I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Wow. You know, Fred, the pride of the Pharisee here in this parable that Jesus was talking about is, I guess, what we would call moral self-righteousness. Wouldn't you say that? It expresses itself in the feeling or in a feeling of moral or spiritual superiority. Do we see any of that going on today? Oh, man. You know, the sin of moral superiority and self-righteousness, I'll tell you what, is so easy to fall into today, especially when society as a whole is condoning or committing certain acts of sin, drunkenness, divorce, premarital relations, and homosexuality, and on and on. It's so easy to fall into that because we don't commit those sins. So we feel sometimes, some of us tend to feel morally superior and look upon them with a certain degree of contempt. And we got to be careful with that. I need to be careful with that because this is what Jesus said in Luke 18:9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else. You know what Jerry Bridges said one time, he says, sometimes we get a perverse enjoyment out of discussing how awful society around us is becoming. When we engage in this type of thinking or conversation, we are guilty of pride. We are guilty of the pride of moral superiority. You know, we were talking about this in our Bible study just the other week. Just this pit of spiritual pride. And so I asked my congregation, I said, so how do you get out of this pit? How do you avoid this? And somebody said it best. They said, you know what? You will always go wrong comparing yourself to somebody else. But when we look upon the holiness of God, that self-righteousness, that moral superiority just fizzles right there on the spot, period. You know, I just love what David prayed in Psalm 51:5. He says, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. You know, friend, I can almost guarantee that those who fall into the self-righteous spirit probably don't confess sin when they come to the Lord. Because if they're self-righteous, they have nothing to confess, right? But David came to the Lord with a broken heart and said, God, I need you. Cleanse me with hyssop. It says here in verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I'm not saying we need to come to the Lord all, woe is me, I'm a horrible person. But we need to have a healthy sense of who we are and who we're not. And you know what? The Bible also teaches us that there's a cause and effect relationship between hard work and success. Whether it be your occupation, your education, your business, athletics. Proverbs 13:4 says, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. You know, Scripture does talk about there's a cause and effect. There's something that we need to do on our end. However, Scripture also teaches us that success is under the sovereign hand and control of God. For Samuel 2:7, the Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. Watch this. He brings one down. He exalts another. Friend, there is no such thing as a self-made man. Everything we have is from him. God may have given us the ability to have an intellect. God may have given some of us the ability to have more of a drive than others, more compassion, whatever it is. But there's no such thing as a self-made person. Maybe from a human point of view, somebody may appear to have succeeded by hard work, by having the right smarts, by having the right knowledge. But who gave them that entrepreneurial spirit and the business skills that enabled that person to succeed? It was the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, for who makes you different from everyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? So what do you have that you did not receive? Nothing. It all comes from him, friend. So then why do we have a prideful spirit? Why do we boast? It is because we probably failed to acknowledge that success comes from him. Sure, we have a part to play in the effort, but who blesses our efforts? Friend, it all comes from him. You and I, friend, I'm serious today, ought to be gloves for the gardener. We ought to be gloves for the Lord. All he has to do is just put his hand in us and use us. Nobody's ever said, wow, look at what those pair of gloves did in this beautiful garden. No, it all goes to the glory of the gardener, amen. We ought to be gloves. You know, William Barclay said one time, pride is the ground in which all the other sins grow, and the parent from which all other sins come. Friend, we need to go to the Lord with a healthy reality of who we are and who we're not, with a spirit of humility as we seek him daily.
Thank you.
Yeah, the London Philharmonic Choir and How Great Thou Art, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And we are winding down our time together here. You can always drop me a note. I love hearing from you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mr. Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Hope you can tune in then. Until next time, though, as you go out and about for the remainder of your Thursday, just remember, friend, remember this today, that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.